Ding, 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 ding. Bonus part one. Master storytellers and those who are still trying. I want to demonstrate my power. The Nissan Armada and the Mitsubishi Montero are SUVs with needlessly flared wheel wells. The flares don't do anything functional. They only make a big car look even bigger and more imposing. Of course, that is functional, since the function of the car itself is to appear big. As we saw earlier, that's the reason people buy an SUV in the first place. The cars are muscle-bound, with undulating waves of sheet metal surrounding the tires, making it clear to anyone who drives by that this car is not going to take anything from anyone. Which is why the bean counters at Consumer Reports are dead wrong. The flaring isn't needless at all. A smart marketer in the design department understands that telling a story through the design of the sheet metal is an incredibly cheap way to sell a very expensive car. Does it make the SUV work better? Well, if your goal is to get from here to Cleveland, no SUV is going to offer you the best solution. But if your goal is to feel powerful and to demonstrate that power to other people, this SUV does exactly what it's supposed to. It gives you a story you can believe, a lie you can tell yourself every time you see the car. Jackson Diner. It's easy to understand the ubiquity of the product adoption lifecycle with a quick look at the Jackson Diner Indian restaurant in Queens, New York. The idea of different people with different worldviews doesn't only apply to technology. More than a decade ago, chow hound Jim Leff discovered a dumpy little Indian restaurant called the Jackson Diner. He raved about it to his fellow food-obsessed friends and wrote about it in an obscure restaurant guide he published. Find out more at www.chowhound.com. The brave and the intrepid rushed out and were delighted with the food, but the diner never got particularly crowded. All the non-foodies ignored the message because it didn't show up on their radar. The idea of going out for dinner in that neighborhood didn't match up with the prevailing worldview. The Jackson Diner was on the fringes. Then, an actuary named Daron Scharf sent a rave review to the Zagat Survey restaurant guide. So did dozens of other foodies. As a result, Zagat gave the Jackson Diner a great score, ranking it near the top of their Indian restaurants in New York. Within a year, consumers with a worldview that included eating out quite often, that's what makes them loyal Zagat readers, were coming to the restaurant. It was a good story. It's all the way out in Queens. Only the insiders know about it. And now it was safe because Zagat had recommended it. 3 or 4 years later, the Jackson Diner has gone downhill. Now it's no better than other Indian restaurants, and in fact, in many ways, it's worse. The foodies have all left. Management realizes that they don't have to try quite as hard, so they don't. The irony? It's more crowded now than ever before. People with a mainstream worldview, folks who only want to eat in a restaurant that everyone already goes to, are filling the tables every night. It doesn't matter at all to them that the food isn't good anymore. What matters is that they have a story. My friend Bob has been going here for years, and the Times wrote about it a little while ago. That makes the Jackson Diner an eclectic but safe dining choice. That's why the most crowded restaurants are usually not as good as they used to be. As they move through the curve, the success of the restaurant isn't related to how good the food is. It's related to how good the story is. The Storytellers at Avalon. I'm sitting here looking at a bottle of Avalon Organic Botanicals Therapeutic Rosemary Glycerin Soap featuring 70% certified organic ingredients. This soap, about 4 ounces in a pump-top green plastic bottle, costs approximately 30 times as much per wash as generic bar soap. Is it worth 30 times as much? Does it get me 30 times as clean? Does soap really need to be organic? Of course not. And yet, I found a bottle of the soap in the guest bathrooms of at least 3 different friends' houses. The Avalon experience begins in the store. It feels good to pick up the bottle. It feels good to know that you can afford a luxury like this. It feels good to tell yourself a story about organic fields of rosemary. It's a nice lie to believe that you're giving something back to the planet by supporting this friendly little company. Using the soap itself is nothing but a reminder of the way you felt, good, when you first told yourself a story while buying the soap. Ready for this? The product is nothing but a souvenir of your trip to the store and a reminder of the way you felt when you bought it. Avalon works for the same reason that it's so hard to pawn your engagement ring. It's not the ring, it's the memories. Hand soap as jewelry. Creating Fox News. The news on television isn't true. It can't be true. There's too much to say, too many points of view, too many stories to cover. Television can never deliver all of the facts and every point of view. The best a television journalist can hope to do is combine the crowd-pleasing ad-selling stories on fires and crime with the insightful but also less popular stories on world events. And we hope to do it without an obvious bias. Fox News, founded in 1996 by Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes, took a different approach. Fox knows that bias exists in any news organization and decided to use this unavoidable problem to frame the news in a way that matched the worldview of their